The remains of M's home sat at the bottom of the hill. The ruined castle was nothing but a pile of stone and dirt, weeds snaking in between the rubble. One wall remained intact, and M liked to think it was her mother who had made sure of that. Even in death, her mother had made one last stand. Olivia sucked in a breath as she reached the top of the hill. "I thought there would be more left." M took her sister's hand. Olivia was taken prisoner before their home was demolished and most of the ruined exterminated. It was her first time seeing the castle like this. Olivia squeezed M's hand too tightly. "Don't worry, M. We'll make them pay." Olivia kept saying things like that. "Don't worry, M." She still worried.
"Don't cry, M. They will fear us soon enough."
She'd said that to M immediately after killing the Lara Queen. M didn't tell her sister that she was certain everyone already feared them.
"I thought they might have cleared it away,"
Aaron said as he stopped beside M. He was haggard, his handsome face tight with exhaustion. The Also warriors had been able to spare a couple of horses, but most of the ruined made the journey on foot, and they all desperately needed a day or 10 to rest.
"At least now we can sift through it and see if anything is left," Olivia said.
"I looked a year ago," M said. "All I found was your necklace."
"Your necklace," Olivia corrected. "I told you I want you to have it."
M smiled, dropping Olivia's hand and grasping the O pendant. Olivia pointed to the castle.
"Are we setting up camp here? We could put the hunters' heads on spikes nearby as a warning to others."
M swallowed down a wave of disgust and tried not to let it show on her face. Olivia and Aaron had left a trail of dead bodies behind them as they traveled from Lara to Ruina over the past week. M had convinced them to leave King Casimir and his cousin, Jovita, alive at Fort Victoria, but she hadn't bothered arguing for the hunters' lives. There was no point. Perhaps they deserved to die after exterminating thousands of ruined. That's what she kept telling herself anyway.
"They know," M said. "I don't think there's any need. Besides, I don't want to smell dead hunter head while I sleep," Aaron said.
"It's your decision where we set up camp," M said.
"Why is it my decision?" Olivia asked.
"Because you're the queen."
"They voted to abolish the monarchy after I was taken," Olivia said. "And their elected leader is dead. So, technically, I'm nothing."
"They thought you were dead," M said. "I'm sure they consider you their queen again." Olivia shrugged.
"Let's have a meeting in a few days, when most of the ruined have found their way back. For now, I say we build a camp right here. Let the Larans and the hunters know we're not scared of them anymore."
"We're not scared anymore?"
Aaron asked quietly. A new ruined mark had appeared on his left hand recently, a white swirl against his dark skin, and he rubbed at it absently.
"Kaz promised to leave us alone," M said. "Not for the first time."
Aaron and Olivia exchanged a look. M had insisted they'd be safe, that the war against the ruined was over. Kaz had said he wouldn't continue the attacks on the ruined now that he was king. M believed he would keep his word. Olivia and Aaron were not convinced.